Hello, how have you been?
Welcome to the episode titled Bridgerton the Book. This episode, it is not about the Netflix series, but it is about the book on which the Netflix series has been made. So, I read the book. The title of the book is Duke and I, Bridgerton. It's written by Julia Quinn. I hope that's how that is the right way to pronounce her name. I have been seeing people post about Bridgerton on my social media network, and I also got recommended by YouTube about the trailer for Bridgerton, but I was not interested in it. So as days passed by, once I was just scrolling through YouTube and a 20-minute clip had got recommended to me. It's a fan-made 20-minute clip, I think. Something is titled The Story of Bridgerton or Simon and Daphne. I don't clearly remember. So I watched the 20 minutes of episode. It was really nice. So, I got a bit interested and I watched a couple of clips further. I think two or three, that's it. Short clips, some 4 to 5 minutes clips. Then I went on Google and I searched it. And apparently, this series is a really big hit. 8 to 9 million people have watched it, or viewers. It has 8 to 9 million viewers, and then it is one of the biggest Netflix series till now. So I went on Google and I searched about the book, and then it showed that it's based on a I searched about the series, and then showed that it's based on a novel. So I have this habit that if any series or anime or movie or a drama is ever based on a novel or a book, I read the books first. This has been my habit since forever. It's just my personal guilty pleasure. I really enjoy reading books. And then sometimes I do watch the dramas or whatever they are after reading the books. This time I couldn't watch because I do not have Netflix, unfortunately. I use Amazon Prime, and that also I don't watch anything. My mother has it. I've given it to my mother because I didn't install it in my mobile or anywhere, because I know very well that if it is in my phone or if it is anywhere near me that I could easily access, then I will be on it continuously. So I didn't want to do that to myself. So only my mother watches that too now and then. She's also not really interested. So if I get a chance ever, I would watch it on Netflix. So for now, about the book. It's a book of odd 600 pages, and I finished it in a day and a half. Exactly, not day and a half. I read half the book in the evening, the other half in the morning. So it's a good 6 hours read, so you can easily finish, and it was a very easy read. So the rating is, it's an average book. Like, it's an okay book, like 5 or 6 out of 10. The summary of the book is, the story starts with introduction of the Daphne's family, and then it slowly moves to the ballroom where the leads meet Daphne and Simon. So it's like the Pride and Prejudice days, all the Esther yearbooks setting, classic, where the mothers are poaching men for their daughters. wealthy, good-looking, well-settled men for their daughters. So, as soon as they meet, Simon and Daphne have a kind of little attraction towards each other, but then they kind of think of each other, and Daphne thinks Simon is a little rude or prideful because of his title as a duke. So, and then Simon figures out that Daphne is sister of his dear friend Antony, and then he decides not to be with her so that he will not get in trouble with his friend. And somehow, as circumstances go south, they are forced to be together. Then they eventually fall in love as they spend their time. They get married. And then they have trouble in paradise, as every married couple faces them. And then they solve those troubles. And then they have kids. That's it. That's the summary. So, that is why it's an average story for me. It was very predictable. You know how the story will go. There is no much surprise element here in the story. In the characters, they don't have any arcs. They don't have any particular arcs or character development. There's nothing of that sort. It's just a smooth sailing, predictable book. So, if you want to read a book without much pressure, or you just don't want to catch too many feelings, then you can read this book. It's pretty much okay. Not exceptionally great. It suddenly reminded me of other books that I read, which are kind of similar. And the first thing that came to my mind is Princess Diaries author Meg Cabot. She wrote a book called Ransom My Heart. Ransom My Heart is one of the book in the Princess Diaries series. It is kind of like written by the Princess Mia. So this also has same kind of setting, where a woman and man, they meet in certain circumstances, and then they fall in love, and then they struggle to get married, and then they get married and have children. Kind of same. So, but apparently Ransom My Heart was written much after. Duke and I, the Bridgerton, is written much earlier. Ransom My Heart is written in 2009. Yeah. Do not get me wrong, but I really do enjoy reading romantic books. I really, really enjoy them. They are one of my favorite genre. I like comedy, I like detective pieces, and then I like romance. Whichever the numbering can be, anyway. So when I say I do not like such kind of books, it's because of their predictable nature of story. They follow the same kind of pattern, where the female lead is naive, then the man knows everything, he is a man of the world, he's a rogue, he's sleeping with everyone, then he meets this girl, and he just randomly decides that he's one for all for this girl. I kind of don't give in to such concepts. The drastic change in behavior, the drastic change in the personality, that kind of turns off my imagination. Both these books are filled with a lot of intimate scenes. If you enjoy reading such things, you will be very happy to read. One of the best romances that I've read is The Pillow Book. Three Lives, Three Worlds, The Pillow Book. A Chinese novel. It's in two parts. It's so nice. I've read it twice. And then there is the book written on the series Untamed, The Grandmaster of Demonic Cultivation. Yes, that is also really nice. And there is one more, Heavy Sweetness, Ashley Frost. These Asian novelists are so good. You should read that. You know why? They have character arcs that are so good. Both male lead and female lead. Both of them are strong and both of them have such valid reasons that make them not so perfect, and how they overcome it and how they truly face real problems in their relationships, and they have character arcs, character development, maturity, understanding. It's really interesting. I really recommend reading them. I don't know how I went from reviewing the book to recommending books. This is just what I think. But the rest of the world seems to enjoy the series, so I am definitely going to watch the series, but then I am not going to promise that I'm going to watch immediately. But then the series, as I have seen the clip, it seems like it has a slight modification from the novel. Obviously, that always happens. Like, there is another lead or another character which comes in between the male lead and female lead. So that will be interesting to watch. And I also have seen that Daphne was a little bit more stronger, and the conflicts also seem a little bit bigger. So I don't know how the story is in there. So I would like to watch it sometime. But I'm not promising. I'll just try my best to watch it. I'll have to get Netflix first. And this is a re-recording of the previous episode. I was not very happy with how the previous episode. So I was just learning, so I could figure out there are many flaws. So I thought of re-recording it again. I do not think this is gonna be really good, but it's gonna be just slightly better organized and a little bit better with my pronunciation and gaps. I'm talking. I actually thought I can just re-record this 4 to 5 episodes in, you know, just within few days. But it didn't happen. It took me a really long time. And I already had things that I wanted. I already have, what do you say, the topics that I wanted to talk ahead of this episode. But then I'm unable to record because I have to record this first. But I have the concepts for the next 3 episodes that I want to share. I do have written them in, but then I did not write the immediate episode that I want to do. I have for the next 2 ones. So I have to see that. It takes so much energy to focus. And for this episode, that's it. Thank you for listening. And please do leave me reviews and tell me how I'm doing. See you again in next episode. Bye bye.